This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Doc Ramsless. Rick, you know, I was looking at a post last night. It was very disturbing. And that post was about a fire in London. And it was a 27-story building, 27 stories, and the building was called the Grenfell Tower. 12 people died. I have never seen a building burn like this one. Never in the United States have I seen an apartment building catch on fire with the outside engulfed in flames so quickly. It's very, very tragic. And this building was built in the 1970s. And there was a $12 million renovation to the outside. And they attached something called this cladding. C-L-A-D, C-L-A-D-D-I-N-G. And they're blaming, or there's some thoughts that was this cheap plastic polystyrene type cladding responsible for this building being engulfed so quickly. And the original report that I read said that it was a refrigerator failure that caused this. Now, that's kind of interesting, a refrigerator causing this problem. And within minutes, within 15 minutes or so, this building was engulfed in flames. The at 12:54 a.m., residents, let's see, start calling about a fire on the third or the fourth floor. Then about 19 minutes later, a man on the 17th floor says he's aware of the blaze, and pretty soon people are dead. The people who were residents there were told, if there's a fire, stay put. Stay put, don't move. Stay where you are because this building is really, really fire resistant. And the building should be able to sustain half an hour of a fire, you know, before death. And that gives the fire brigade or the fire department plenty of time to get to the building. Well, I'm looking at the building. It's on fire. The outside is on fire on multiple sides. And the fire hoses are reaching one-third of the way up the building. But the building is on fire almost from top to bottom. And the fire hoses can't reach that high. So the people were told, you know, just stay where you are, everything will be fine. And so the fire brigade failed them. And the building was a public building. So the government failed them. Now, just one more reason not to trust the government for anything. And I'm looking at an image of the building after the fire was done consuming the building. The entire outside of the building is charred, absolutely burned. Now, you'll have to show me a concrete structure in the United States where you'll see that. I've never seen that. I've never seen that. Rick, it's an absolute injustice. I hope that everyone that was involved in the approval process of the materials for this construction, I hope that the fire brigade that said, okay, yeah, that's okay, you know, we approve this for occupants to inhabit this building, this will be fine. I hope that they are brought to trial and that they are convicted of whatever crimes they might have committed against the people who...
Yeah.
It's an absolute outrage.
Yeah.
So, do I trust the government for anything? Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Work
I believe
in
the payoffs.
That's the bottom line. Always has been. And imagine what's going to happen next with that building in terms of poltergeist, second death, what they call second death, and the maggot, creepy world that follows with that in terms of leeches and Klingons on an astral projection level. It's, I have a friend, mutual friend, that's in the hospital again. Grace Thorne is in the hospital again. And I hope she's going to be okay. This is me acknowledging that we are all praying for you right now again.
Yeah, class. Grace Thorne is a USA Prepares instructor.
Yeah,
and
did you know
she is back
in the hospital? We just discovered it yesterday as well. It's terrible what's happening. She's in okay spirits. I hope she's going to be okay. There's more ahead of her, and some of it is like this fire. There are entities that we have yet to define in our physical reality as scientists that are I'm now recognizing as the real Dr. Strange, that there's other things going on besides the physical world. And that when you have fires like that, where there's a mass amount of death in one location, I mean, that leaves some kind of a thought form imprinted in that region. And unless it's banished correctly, will cause further harm in terms of the energy of anger and fear and all the rest of what happened to those people as they were dying. They were throwing children out of the windows, thinking they would have a better chance of survival.
Yeah. You know, I know a gal, I know her pretty well, and she was telling me that her son had a job in Richmond, Virginia. And on 9/11, her son's friend, who... you know, a peer at this company where they worked, got a call from his dad. And his dad said, the building's on fire. We're talking about the World Trade Center. The building's on fire, but it's okay. It's okay. Click. And that was the last he heard of his dad. That's when the building went down. The building went down. The father just called to let him know it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. And he wasn't. That's when he died, during that, you know, when that click happened. So I don't like going in tall buildings. I don't like going in elevators. You know, if it's government inspected, that makes me all the more concerned about it. If it's government approved, you know, like USDA inspected beef. Well, it used to be USDA inspected U.S. beef. Now it's USDA inspected, mostly foreign beef. Yeah.
I'm going to say something about that people don't realize. You know, EPA and their so-called environmental protection in terms of jet engines are, you know, what comes out of a jet engine falls under EPA. What comes out of the aircraft itself, like chemtrails, is not regulated by anybody. Did you know that? There is no accountability for what they pour out of an aircraft, just out of the engine itself. That's the law and the way it's been written, and there is no accountability on who's dumping what. And anybody can dump anything, and there's no monitoring of that.
You know,
did you know that?
Yesterday, Rick, it's interesting you say this. Yesterday I was in our pickup truck. And I saw this large, sharp rock in the road. Now, this was a piece of road that was really sharp, and that the next vehicle that went over it would probably pop a tire. No question in my mind. It was like a triangular-shaped rock, pointy side up. Large rock, size of my fist. And it was safe for me to pick up this rock, so I picked up the rock, and I put it in the truck. Now, what do I do with this rock? Well, I got on our dirt road, and there's a huge ditch. It's like 4 feet deep, literally 4 feet deep. So I threw the rock, which is part of the road, into this ditch where it would cause no harm. Actually, I was contributing to filling up this dangerous ditch. And what went through my mind was, I'll bet you if there were a cop there, I would probably receive a ticket for littering. And I was thinking, now what would I say? Are you kidding me? There was this hazard in the road. I picked up this hazard and I helped fill in this ditch. And I'm getting a ticket for this? Are you serious? So it's interesting perspective. Now, it wasn't like I was throwing an aluminum can, which other people do, which drives me crazy. And they throw their lunch wrappers and their McDonald's bags or whatever they happen to have from fast food joints, they throw them out the window. And I have to pick them up. Why? Because I can't stand the sight of it. But it's all about perspective in some cases. And my concern was that I would get a ticket or cited or hauled into court for what I did, which was prevent someone from having a blowout based on this county rock being in a county road. Rick,
so
microfibers.
Wait a minute. Let's blow that up exponentially to the next level of the hologram and talk about Fukushima and the dumping that's happening now in our oceans and the fact that just this morning they're reporting that their 40-year plan for containment has failed.
Okay.
Where do you think this is going to go across the board with nuclear power plants that are now being new ones going in with no accountability of how you're going to clean it up later if should something happen? And then you move to the New Madrid fault line, which you currently enjoy, and the fact that there are 20 older, more than 20-year-old nuclear reactors on that fault line that are all leaking now, and no plan for containment.
You mentioned Fukushima. There's an article that I was reading last night. And the article says, stunned fishermen catch harbor porpoise with two heads off the coast of Netherlands in a world first. The bizarre creatures share one body but have two separate fully grown heads. They are the 10th co-joined twins in the of aquatic mammals ever found. Two heads. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract. product to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Doc Graham is with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. If you'd like to go to his website, docram.com, that'll take you to his Facebook page. And that's where you can find his books and you can peruse some of his offerings. And if you'd like to buy them, you may do that. Rick, I'm looking at an image of this porpoise. And it has two fully formed heads and a main body and a tail. So it's two heads looking different directions. It's not photoshopped. It's for real. It's a real porpoise. Now, this is not the first. We've had calves born even down the road from us in Rogersville, Missouri, let's say 50 miles or so. There's a calf born, and it had a hoof coming out of its head. There are other calves that have been born with more than four legs. I have an article here from a few years after Chernobyl, downwind from Chernobyl. There was a small horse born with eight legs. And it seems that there is a relationship between radioactivity, radioactive fallout, and these deformed births. There is a story of a baby. I don't know, how would you describe it? It was like two people, but they were joined at the head, and they were separated. It took a team of 30 medical professionals to separate these two people who were joined at the head. We're seeing more and more of this. Rick, we're seeing more and more cancers. I'm hearing from people I absolutely believe that cancer is increasing at an increasing rate. And it's something that I'm seeing, you know, in my own observations. Your thoughts?
I'm absolutely why I brought it up. You know, the no accountability for certain technologies that are not correct. Everybody knows it from a gut point of view, and yet they persist. Why? Well, one thing like Qatar and Saudi Arabia, it's about war and the constructs of profit and greed and the idea of capitalism and the fact that war is good for business. Now, I don't know what to do about the chemtrail part because yesterday was discussing. Today, we're overcast, and so I'm certain I'm not able to see it, but they're laying these things down even when we have a lot of weather going through. Why? And who is actually doing it, and for what purpose? And, you know, I'm still, after 2 years, 4 years, of actually actively trying to figure out what's going on, I still don't know. What would that suggest in terms of intent? Covert? Oh, yes. Having to do with U.S.? No. The planes that are laying the big ones down are white, no markings, and they come out of Canada, in our case, Chilliwack. And they turn around in Klamath Falls at the Air Force Base. Now, who would fly such an aircraft knowing what it is or what it is not and continue doing that without coming out to the public? Dane Wigington and others have really tried to address this issue, and it's like Fukushima. They are deploying this technology everywhere without any backup safeguards. And now the Fukushima one that is obviously quite affecting our oceans and will affect all of life on Earth is out of control, and the so-called 40-year plan to control Fukushima is failing as of today. It no longer is, that means they need a new plan, and this is like their 40-year plan didn't work. Now what? And what I'm trying to say to you is, what is the purpose of the geoengineering? What is that all about? Originally, it was to control the weather for aircraft at San Francisco Airport and other kinds of things in the 50s, where they were using iodide crystals. But today, there is any number of different things going on to include bio-APIs, and inserting certain kinds of metals in our body that are more nefarious than you can imagine. And we were talking about nanofibers.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022. Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, listeners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Fox it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Last day. God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to the...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rick, I just want to mention this. Tomorrow I'm doing a special broadcast about taxes. And I'm going to be talking about extreme tax deductions. And this is because Dr. Sheely advised our class that detachment is a good thing. And I was thinking about how angry I was at the state of Missouri for attacking us in a fishing expedition. They've attacked a whole bunch of people here in the state of Missouri looking for revenue, which they call unpaid sales tax. They are trying to extort from many people revenue, undeserved revenue, unfounded revenue, revenue for which they have no right to. And they're claiming, They're alleging that people have not paid sales tax. And people like us. People like us who have not, who should have not paid sales tax because it was not due. And the tax code is pretty clear. And I've read the tax code, and I don't pay taxes that that I don't need to pay. Everything I do is above board. I file appropriately. And so the state came after us. And ultimately, after I responded pretty vigorously, pretty fiercely, and I dug in and I came out swinging, they decided that actually they did not have a claim. There was no sales tax due. It was bogus. And as a result of detaching from that, I have attached to a plan to teach everybody that will listen about how they can pay less in taxes to stop feeding this beast. So tomorrow, special broadcast, 1 hour special with me on how to pay less in tax. I think you might find it fascinating, class. And no one to date has said that I'm wrong. No one has been able to say, Finelli, you've lost your mind. These tax deductions you talk about are bogus. I'm waiting for someone to say to me, how do you get away with that? And my response is, get away with what? I'm not getting away with anything. I'm just using their rules to the best of my ability. I'm not getting away with anything. I'm just complying. But some people might say, you know, I take the deductions to the extreme. Of course I do. Of course. And I take the same approach when I go to the store. If I go to the Chinese factory outlet to buy a gallon of tractor oil, for example, and let's say it's $25, I don't say, I'll tell you what, here's 3/10. That's close enough. Why would I do that? Why would I give them $30 when the amount due is $25? Why would I do anything differently with tax code? Why would I give those thugs any more than I absolutely, positively have to? I'm not going to. And I'm going to teach you some thoughts, how to think differently, and that will be tomorrow, hour number two. And I suggest to all those who may listen, you'll probably be able to save at least $1,000 per year on your taxes. That'd be the average guy or gal from now on. Now, if you can't do that, then I suggest that you call the radio station that you're listening to right now and demand a full refund for the entire amount that you paid to listen to this broadcast. But keep in mind that don't believe anything I say. Okay, do your own research. That's my disclaimer. And we'll call this, an entertainment experience. But I can tell you that I have first or second hand information that this is all viable. Okay? And so we'll leave it at that. And tomorrow we'll have that seminar on taxes. Hour number two of USA Prepares. And Ron Gibson, if you could do a special YouTube post on this, and we'll call it Extreme Tax Deductions, paying less in taxes, and you can put my name on it, Vincent Finelli. Microfibers. Rick, you mentioned, you know, these nanofibers. They are extremely dangerous to us. And one reason is these microfibers end up in our food supply. We're talking about old fabrics that we have in our clothing, and we wash our clothing, and then our clothing gets rinsed, and the wash water and the rinse water goes down the drain, and we don't have to worry about it because it's gone down the drain. But smaller animals think that these microfibers are food, and they eat them. And then these little plastic balls in toothpaste, like Crest has a toothpaste that has these micro balls in it to help keep your teeth clean, but they get under the gum and they cause irritation and they can cause gum disease. Who thinks of this stupidity? Who thinks that we should put these micro balls in facial scrubs and they get in our pores, they get under our skin and they cause problems? Who thinks of this nonsense? And who thinks that these fibers that we have in our clothing, these newly developed technologies and fibers, don't end up going down the drain. How is it possible? And the same lack of thought, or the same carelessness, or the same recklessness, is like in Fukushima. You know, we're going to have a nuclear reactor, and we have waste that is a part of this, that we have no idea what to do with, and it's dangerous forever. But that's okay. Think of it like this. So you're the guy that designs an internal combustion engine. You make the first one, and you start it up, and smoke bellows out the exhaust system. And you're choking and coughing. He can't see that? He can't see that this is a problem? He can't see that there's got to be a better way? He can't see that the guy behind the exhaust pipe of this engine is going to get sick? It's not obvious. People need to be imprisoned for polluting the planet. It's impossible for us to escape the planet right now. We can't blast off and leave safely. Not that I know of. I can't buy a ticket for that. Rick, your thoughts?
Well, you know, it's as we become more aware of our ways of being in terms of our environment and our relationship to the environment, we are going to begin to notice variations on how we may want to reconsider what we do and why. Soap, for example, is basically a wetting agent. That means that it takes and causes water to thin itself out in being able to get into a crack or crevice. Sudsing agent is what we call it. And we have natural products in the woods called soap root, and other things that are sudsing. And yet, we would use artificial soaps that are extremely toxic to the environment as a way of washing. Have you noticed your waste pile where all the trucks have been dumping plastic? And how the one like in Eugene, Oregon, it's near the freeway, has turned into a literal mountain, where the truck that's on top of it is a little dot. And that's absolutely. How many trucks did it take to get there? And I watched it grow each year. And I went by there last week, and there it is, growing still. And it's the size of a mountain now with a truck on the top of it that's a little dot. Mm-hmm. Eugene,
and the company... And the companies who do this, they will set up a corporation for that particular site.
So, for example, it's the same organization that we have here, Allied Waste.
Huh? Well, Allied.
Yeah, Allied Waste.
Number two. They're the number two organization. Yeah, BFI is number one.
Out of New Jersey. As the mafia, that's what does our waste handling now, is the illegal or older mafia have moved into no longer doing slots and numbers. Well, they're probably doing that too, but now they're doing waste management. It's smart.
Yeah.
Smart business.
Yeah. Interesting terminology, waste management. It's not waste remediation. It's not waste repair. It's not waste recovery. It's not waste. It's management. They're managing it. They're putting it in piles.
It probably could be used with solar energy into some form of energy. But
well, when,
we're not
when,
doing that with nuclear radiation. We're not doing that with plastic. And that's DuPont, by the way, plastic. That's why DuPont became the second richest, because of plastic. Everything is overpackaged. Have you noticed how difficult it is to get something out of a thing you bought from China?
Well,
excuse me.
It's
China. It's pronounced China.
it's
Saturday Night Live and Spencer. Listen, man, Saturday Night Live is back strong and great. And it's all just so wonderful to watch the satire of it all.
Rick, the packaging.
At least we can laugh. That's, you know, it's good for my health. It's terrible.
The packaging you're talking about is dangerous. You're talking about this clear plastic packaging,
yeah.
This over-packaging.
The way they would package something so that it is somehow protected from the environment. I noticed that when I open my bread, it gets mold 5 times faster than it used to. Why? Well, they're no longer using these preservatives. They're packaging it that way instead. But nevertheless, where did the mold come from?
Richard.
I know.
Back to Richard Allen Miller.
I'm looking at
an article that was in, I can't even read the name of this newspaper, but it was August 14th, 1912.
There it is.
And it says, the coal consumption, science notes in news, coal consumption affecting climate. This is 1912. The furnaces of the world are now burning about 2 billion tons of coal a year. When this is burned, uniting with oxygen, it adds about 7 billion tons of carbon dioxide to the atmosphere yearly. This tends to make the air a more effective blanket for the earth and to raise the temperature. The effect may be considerable in a few centuries. That's the end of the article, 1912. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produce only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doc Rams with us, docram.com. George in New Hampshire is joining. Welcome, George. It's always good to hear your voice.
Hi, Vincent. I appreciate it. And hi, Dr. Rick.
Hi there.
Welcome, as they say. I just wanted to say a couple of things if I could. One is, I knew there was this Chinese gentleman. He might have been American Chinese, that he had a machine. They showed it on television a couple of years ago that did take him out to the where they had these floating masses of plastic bottles in the ocean. And I believe there's possibly as big as the state of Texas, a region, I believe, in the Pacific where the currents just pull all the plastic bottles of the world, among other things. But they said there's this huge mass of plastic. And he would run it through this machine, feed it in, and it would extract oil. And the residue left over would be about 50%.
Yeah. I saw that.
Now, what are plastics made out of, Dr. Rick, if you don't mind me asking a vent?
What's that?
I know plastics are, what are they, oil-based, but I heard there was soy. What would be the leftover after you remove the oil?
Guys, let's see. Extenders. And other creepy things in small quantities, color, dyes, there would be, and there are different kinds of dyes. You know, they do things too, just like they do to everything. I don't know about the two heads, but they certainly could make them different colors. I don't know. There's a lot of things that they put in plastic to make it stronger, to make it this way, to make it that way. They are additives. That's the word that's used, additives. And with the technology, the way it's developed today, who knows what that should be? I mean, I can only imagine. How about that asexual salamander that is now being used? There's a they've generated a salamander that can eat certain kinds of things. It's creepy where we are going with epigenetics and the relationship of the outside to the inside. I'm always looking at the bigger picture, and it's creepy. from a scientific point of view, I'm going to step back a minute and take a closer look, because it's kind of creepy why we're doing what we're doing. You know, in one sense, I could say to you, I think we're being terraformed right before our eyes. Because the changes that are happening today are way faster in terms of one moment to the next than ever in history. And that's just in technology and our growth of understanding of something. And now they want to mess with our genomes?
Well, I think John Reagan, I think
yes, John.
John, there's a man who deserves a doctorate. It should be given to him honorarily. But he said that when he tracked back a lot of these agendas that we see coming into being now, he says he found in every case there was like a satanic connection. And, you know, you mentioned the two-headed dolphin. Do you realize in the Middle East, if you look under depleted uranium birth defects, they're having children with horrendous birth defects that, including the two-headed syndrome, combined with a lot of horrendous things, that if you were to check it out, I just recommend that you do so not too close to mealtime, because I could only last maybe a few minutes looking into some of the pictures. They were that horrible. But I think I figured it out. I think I figured out where it's all going. There's a book called The Lost Books of the Bible, The Forgotten Books of Eden, and they were accounts that just weren't incorporated into the Bible as we have it today, although they were recognized as, you know, legitimate.
Yeah,
documents.
From Qumran and other, you know, credible sources.
Yeah, yes. But they said it was from the ancient, you know, Israel that they said a lot of these traditions, but they just didn't have room to confine it all within the volumes of one book. I'm sorry. I guess we'll come into one. So,
yeah, we're
nice talking
we're
to you, gentlemen.
George, feel free to call back. It's always great to have George in New Hampshire on the air with us. He's a USA
and
Christ instructor.
And I appreciate you gentlemen and all your staff. Take care.
Thanks so much, George. Rick, well, that's another 2 hours.
Just like that.
2 hours that went so
My
quickly.
My prayers go to grace.
Yeah, our prayers go to grace and John Reagan and his family, and hopefully we'll be hearing him soon on the air. Rick, thanks so much for being with us, class. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.